So we're here at the British Champs 6 weeks after we all came back from Japan Cadet Futures training camp, where we had 13 athletes and 5 coaches out there for a 7-day training camp at the Kodokan High Schools and Tokai University. My name's Tim, pathway manager at GB Judo, and we've got a mixture of home nation and club coaches in the room. So to my left, we've got...
My name is Gary Edwards. I'm the National Talent Development Coach of Judo Scotland.
Jason Parsons, England Talent Development Coach.
Anna Maria Carbone, coaching at the Coventry Judo Club and supporting England when they need.
Yeah, Gary Gregory, Drake Judo Club coach, again supporting England as and when they need.
Pete Douglas, Bradley State coach, Hawaiian coach of the year.
Woo! I
had to get that.
And had the most on the trip, actually, most athletes in your piece. So. Getting the woos in. So we're just going to talk about our experiences when we were out there this year, because it's an opportunity that we'll be looking to give to more athletes and coaches over the next couple of years, and talking about what stood out for us as a group in terms of the training on the mat from our athletes and the Japanese athletes, as well as what you guys have taken back to your clubs and have tried in your clubs. I know, Pete, we've already discussed, so I'm going to pick on you first about what you've taken back, because you've changed quite a lot in your club since you're out there, haven't you?
We're a competitive club anyway. Everything's based around it. That's really the only reason I'm interested in judo, is the competitiveness and the camaraderie that it gives players. The travelling and Japan, it answered a lot of questions that I suspected, because all I'd seen is watered-down versions brought back and shown to me by various coaches, and I thought there had to be more to it than that. And it was very fascinating to go out there and see, especially the coaches at the Kodokan, the ways they taught things, and to see the competitive edge at the high schools and at Tokai. The energy that the players put into their training was a massive positive, and especially the girls, because the girls just never stopped going, never stopped training, never complained, and there was just such a great deal of randori that they just seemed to just get on and on, and our girls lifted to the challenge, and the boys, which it's just fascinating in itself. I've always been a firm supporter of randori, and people know my opinion on it, and I've usually run into a lot of trouble over it, but it answered everything when I went to Japan.
So what's different in your club now?
Okay, so some of the warm-ups and the drills we use, I picked up in Japan, some of the style, the ways we do uchikomi, we've picked up and used more of the speed drilling, and the club's planning. Well, not planning. We are going to go to Japan next year. Now, if I had not gone with GB, I'd have no intention of going to Japan. But it was because GB opened the doors, and I could see the positives above everything for not just cadets, for first year cadets, for some of my senior players that haven't been there, and they're top players. And just to see the culture of the workmanship is put in on the mats.
Yeah, they do work hard, don't they? The first session we went to the girls' high school, to KO, and there was the girl that was the captain, yeah. They sprint around the mat for 3 minutes, didn't they? And she overtook everyone. She was there a couple of years ago when we went, and we liked her then, didn't we? She was cracking. So is that similar to what you brought back, Gary?
Yeah, I mean, from when I was there, I mean, Max went the previous year, and seeing my son Max develop from where, before he went left to go to Japan, when he came back, I could see such a big difference. And so when I got to go to experience it myself, you could see why. The volume of training, I mean, the guys there, they just train so hard. It's relentless. You know, there's no letting off. Where they did a lineup, and have the red belt and they stay up for, say, 10 fights, then they get to have a rest fight. None of our guys and girls got rest fights because straight away, all the Japanese, boom, you, me, next. So it was just brilliant. Yeah. And they just kept going, the resilience. I mean, there's a couple of times the players were at the point of breaking, but you step in, give them a bit of confidence, say it's fine. You're not here to throw everybody for rip on every single second. I said, but you just keep going, keep drilling it until you win. It was great. The balance of technical and the balance of randori was great. You know, I don't think there was too much randori. I don't think there was too much technical. I think it was just right to keep their attentions going throughout the week. Some of the things, the forward pressure, the Japanese players, I thought was brilliant. They had a lovely upright posture and they just dominated the grip from the start. And a lot of our players to start with were buckling underneath that pressure until they started to realise themselves that actually, if they don't allow them to get that grip on strong and fight for that grip, they then manage to throw a lot more. So yeah, it was a great week, great opportunity.
I'm aware that Jason, Anna Maria, Gaz, you've been loads of times to Japan as a coach. Yeah. And every time you say you take something new back,
apart from his luggage,
yeah, Gaz had luggage problems this year, which was a terrible shame for him.
I mean, terming myself felt terrible.
So we had a luggage issue out there, just for those that are listening, where Gary and I lost our luggage on the way out and Gaz took the mick the whole time. And on the way back, it was very unfortunate. Gaz lost his luggage. So, yeah, you know, good things come around, yeah, to those who wait, as it were.
Yep. You reap what you sow.
And Gaz, you, as you said, you've been out loads of times. So,
I think as a player and as coach, I think that was my 20th time out there. So I've had a lot of experience over the years in Japan. As a coach, I've took Scotland quite a few times. And it's my third time going with the GB trademark. Actually, it was probably the best trip I've been on this year. It was, the thing that changed it this year is the players, we give them a few more tasks than before. We had big meetings and we spoke to them about what they're taking back, what they're learning. This time we let them talk to us. We let them feedback to us what they were picking up. We give them diaries. You could see every night they were writing all the thoughts in it. They were thinking about what they'd been through that day. And it was a real eye-opener. I used to do it as a player. We were told to keep diaries and stuff. But it's sort of a lost art in judo now that not many people do it, at club level anyway. So to see the kids actually write, and you could see the things were coming to them, they're going, oh, remember this. And they were, and it was really good, but also from the coach's point of view, they were doing the same. And some of the discussions we had at night times were fantastic.
Which is,
you know,
it's crucial down.
Because
as a coach,
I'm a national coach, but I don't see everything and I don't know everything. I've got to say that actually I do know everything, but anyway, no, seriously. And it was great actually getting feedback about myself. Because we asked the players to give feedback on the coaches, we give feedback on them, and it was really good to get feedback and things that I can get better at, and if I get better, my players in Scotland are going to get better. And for me, that the most important thing is you always learn in Japan, and whether it's just a pull of the sleeve, a different foot movement, you go, oh, that's so simple, why don't I do that? But for me, the biggest thing this time was the input from the coaches, the players, where I felt, I don't think there was a leader there this week in Japan. I didn't feel so, me and Jason were the leaders. I felt, actually, we were coaches altogether.
You were ticket collectors.
Yeah.
I spent most of the time getting tickets from the machine.
Yeah. But as coaches, I think everyone had, the coaches didn't stand against the wall, even the players they didn't know. They were in there, they were giving feedback, the same message was given out. And for me, for the coach's point of view, that was a huge positive. That means if I'm away on a trip with Scotland and I see you guys, I need help, I know I can bring you guys in to help me. And I think England's the same. They know me and Susie Wright, who's not here, she's out coaching outside at the moment, but she could step in and help your players because we have that trust now and we know what we're all about. And I think for me, the biggest thing this year was actually the feedback from the players and coaches.
The fact that we were not as a club, but as a team.
Yes.
Because normally when you go out, always you think about your players.
Yeah.
But these times, I haven't any player, plus I was just joining you. But it was lovely because everyone were helping all players without to think about the competition between clubs. But we were just looking for the improvement, which was lovely. And we didn't even get any bad feedback. You know, for example, if I was saying some things to your girls, was not because I was an hysteria, just for the improvement. And I think everyone got to that. It was not about, you know, fighting each other. It's just about improving each other. So which from a point of view was really, really good. Yeah. And every time it's when we were walking on the way to the hook, we were always at the chat. We said, did you see how they are just gripping them really strongly? Even when we say always, sorry if I take your word, Gary, I just
yeah, yeah. You know.
I love the fact when they did Duchikomi, my guys into my club, some of those good, but we do Duchikomi 1,000 repetition, but no one is good.
Yeah.
They were just... they know the body, their own body, you know, every single, even the Uchikomi that they were doing just the entry was so spot on.
Yeah, they do it,
we
100%.
Can feel the energy that was just in all part of the body. And the last one was the throw, or the Uchimata, or Taidoshi, what they like to do. But everyone, every Uchikomi was really powerful without putting lots of strength.
And to pick up on that as well, you could see from the beginning of the week, the British team, the standard of their Uchikomi compared to the end of the week
improved
massively. A great
massive
difference just by seeing the Japanese and how the way they're doing it, and us as a team of coaches just pointing this out to them, or you know, and the feedback they gave to us in those meetings, as you said, the improvement they made in that week was incredible. But also that feedback was vital to all of us, really, from the players. It was great because it informs what we can do as coaches, and it justifies some of the things we're doing already. If we're working on something in our clubs, Scotland, ETD, whatever, and you feel like it's the right thing to do, but then actually when it comes from the players that they want to work on this thing, and then it really makes you realise, okay, that is what we need to be working on, and informs that session plan.
I like the fact when well, it's important for what I saw all down. They just were working on the all down. We are always trying to find the spectacular you know things, but it's simple. They are winning by all down. And when they were working on the Navazza, they were just doing all down. And
yeah,
they were really
our players
were
giving up their backs.
I like
so much.
Yeah,
as well.
I like the when we talk about one night. I think it was the last 3 days. We said to our guys, because they were shocked. We can say they were shocked the first days, and the improvement on the last was massive. And we told them in one meeting, from now we want you to walk forward, and they did. Was a massive improvement, and they really battled on it. From my point of view, was a very, very good choice, because when you step back, you're a loser. From my point of view, unless someone is just walking on you, jumping on you.
I think the big thing for me, and it, every year I come back, I say the same thing. It's the basics. They do the basics perfect.
Yeah.
It's not spectacular.
No.
Yeah, they have that many judo players out there. The most of the players are spectacular. But it all comes from the basics. It's Niwaza, it's a basic turnover that they just drill and drill and drill. And this is the thing that we look, as you said, we look for the spectacular. You don't need the spectacular. You do the basics correct, you can win an Olympic medal. You can win an Olympic title of doing the basics perfect. And they've got, whatever, 2 million people doing judo, and we've got 30,000. You know what? Yeah, we're never going to have the volume. We're never going to have the number of players that they have. But if we do the basics correct and drill them do you know what? There's no reason that the likes, we've had Craig Fallon's, Neil Adams, Graham Randall's, guys who've won world titles, all the girls who've won world titles. We've had all these players. Do you know why? Because they could do the basics correct.
Yeah.
The Craig Fallon role, one of the most basic roles in the world. But
it was superb.
It was superb. You know what I mean?
One of the things, as Anna Maria was mentioning, in the Niwaza Randori, the Japanese, they were more focused on hold downs than submissions. And what that kind of makes you realise that what you need to make a strangle or an arm lock happen is the control and to be able to stop them moving anyway. So if you work on the hold downs a lot, you get used to that controlling element, and then that makes your arm locks and strangles more effective because you've got the control of them to be able to do it.
I was a little bit disappointed when we had the technical session at Tokai and twice at Tokodogan. I felt a little bit embarrassed about our guys. Sorry if I said the truth, that is the truth. Because I think the basic, very, you know, Taisabaki, Sugihashi, all movement, our guys just looked lost. And for me, it's important as well. I know we don't have lots of time, because if we put our guys to compete, we wanted to win, they wanted to win. So we need even a time to make the basic. But in Japan, they have got both.
But
I know they're working full time.
I understand what you're saying. Do you know what? I'll switch that. I'll say it's not the player's fault.
It's the coach's fault. Yeah, yeah.
Because we do not teach
when
the
I
basics
say,
well.
When I say I'm embarrassed, it's because us, not because of them. It's not their fault. The kids can only do
what they've been told to do or taught to do. The book stops with the coaches, and if we haven't drilled them on this from a young age, they're not going to be able to do it. And what I would say is that first session at Kodokan, I agree, we were all sort of going, oh Jesus, this is embarrassing.
Yeah.
But when it came to the second, third and fourth, and they'd got their heads around it a little bit more, it was like watching a different team.
As I say, there's been talks, is a week long enough to actually gain anything? Those players that went, they had massive improvements in that week.
Yeah.
And they wanted to take that back to their clubs. Yeah. They wanted to progress that, you know. And I think, let's say for us, that can is support that.
Because the first day they looked bored, you know, so what were they talking about? But to now say to some of them, no, that is important as well, which is our fault, mainly is our fault. I'm trying to my club to talk in Japanese, to make the taisabaki, but they're not too interested. The trouble is you haven't got the hours.
I know. We talk about it all day long, but without the hours.
Because we were talking about the difference that we saw.
The hours.
I need to say even
hours,
that, because it's the reality.
You know, most of my players, most of the ones who went to Japan, they do 6 hours a week.
That's far fewer. Taisabaki is, if you don't do good taisabaki, or if you don't let the players to come into you, which is a kudzushi, it's not about to don't have too much hours. It's about to teach it properly, because it's a fundamental things that we are looking for. That is my humble point of view.
It's got to be done early on, really. If you get those...
Yeah.
Basics, as you say, Gary, done early on, you know, when they're under 12.
Well,
and then that follows through their whole judo career, and you don't really need to keep readdressing it because it's there already.
Well, I'll ask you a question. Did you see them doing any technical work at the high schools?
No, it was just...
Do you know why?
I was so thinking...
Because it's already done.
Yeah.
From the age of 8 to the 13, 14...
And did they
it's
have a
technical and it's only technical and perfect. When they go to the high schools, then they've got perfect judo. They learn how to do fighting judo then.
Yeah.
Then when they go to universities, that's when they learn how to become Olympic champions.
Yes.
Yeah.
And that is you very rarely see a high school or a university do technical sessions.
Yeah.
In fact, don't think I've ever seen it.
What we find is that we've got players coming into programs at cadet age, and they've got some big throws, it's excellent, and that you know they've got the coordination, because they wouldn't be able to do those throws if they didn't. They've got the ability, they've got an attacking attitude, but then if you at that point to try and go back to the basics is quite difficult. If it's done early on, then like you say,
but we're trying to teach the basics at 14, 15 to our elite athletes when they're doing it at 8, 9 to the children.
Yeah,
that's the difference. But we're not Japan. We have to also. We're not Japan. It's a different culture.
Yeah.
And until you've been out there, you don't understand how respectful and their children don't back onto you. They don't. Well, one person did storm off the mat one night, didn't he? Remember, the big Japanese boy's coach was giving him a hard time.
Oh yeah.
And he stormed off. It's the first time I've ever seen that. I'm pretty sure he got plenty of rope climbs after that one anyway.
That's one thing, that is just how serious they take it.
Yeah.
They and the effort they put in. I never saw. There's that one you just mentioned, but I didn't see that. I wasn't at that dojo, but just I never saw anyone giving anything less than look like 100%.
Yeah. But they supported themselves or each
but
other.
What was also good is, as you say, on the mat, it's business. They give 100%.
Then
off the mat,
the
friendliest people, just photographs.
So
and do you know?
I like the fact that, they were training with the heavyweight.
Yes.
With the lightweight.
Yeah. There's no weight division, sir.
We have got problems into our club because they want the same weight. We don't can't, you know, make them like a factory. I think it's an old club, so.
But don't forget, the heavyweight judo in Japan and the lightweight judo is the same judo.
Yeah.
The heavyweight judo in Britain or Europe and the lightweight judo is a complete different sport.
Yeah.
So a heavyweight fighting a lightweight in Britain, you're going to snap them over there. They're doing the standing seinagis as heavyweights or lightweight. They're doing the exact same judo.
I want to
so
try one thing into my club.
They're not going to get injured off it.
I need to talk with Samuel. That is a good try. Because I was thinking, every time I've been into the high school, the coach was just there without to say nothing. They had the plan, one place, what was making the session. Want to try at my club to see. I'm talking about the juniors, you know. If I let them to do one session, if we'd ever got a plan, do you think it's useful?
Well, actually,
we have this
in Scotland. We have our captains of the cadet squad.
Yeah.
So, for instance, the boys' captain is Billy Rodman, and now the girls' captain for Scotland is Caitlin Cox. And at every squad training that we have in Scotland, they start the session.
They run
the warm-ups.
Yeah. It's good, do you think, because they have a leader.
That's what we do. Any problems the players have, they go to them, they come to us, or if we need somebody protecting or whatever on the mat, if they're getting a hard time, that person will then step in and look after them. So
I like that.
So we do that in Scotland where they, as I say, Billy Rodman, who's still a cadet, and he won the juniors yesterday. Just
fantastic.
I put that one in. It's fantastic. and he'll run the warm-ups and everything and the cool-downs. One of them will do the warm-up, one will do the cool-down.
And you can see the support of the whole team. They're all pushing each other all the time, even during
the
warm-ups.
Level.
Yeah.
You hear those shouting from the whole group. One will give a little shout and then everyone will shout as well. And you can see that just pushes them all the time.
Yeah,
and support of each other.
Is it different because we are a club? I'm talking about mine, and they were into the school, so they must do that because that's the culture. We need even to fight with the parents around.
But
do you
not
even about that.
Do you not think the school is the club over in Japan? I don't know if they actually have clubs like what we have. Like, I don't know if they'd have a Devizes or Coventry or. Do you know? I think the high schools are their clubs. I'd like to check on that.
Interesting to go and see where it starts, where they start as
well,
beginners.
It'll be I think it's a lower schools.
Well, we went to that county council, didn't we?
It was funny to see the elite and the parents around the neighbourhood was thinking about that.
But that's an institution, isn't it? But I think it's... of what I've seen, I would be surprised if there's actually many judo clubs. I think it probably is just lower school, higher school.
Yeah.
I think that's the pathway.
Because that girls' school had won the Tokyo Championships, hadn't they?
Yeah.
That we went to, and that was just a high school.
Yeah.
Well, we say just a high school, but they were all just great. They were just on a mission all the time.
Yeah.
So I think we're about towards the end of the podcast, so... Thank you all very much for sharing your time. I suppose we'll end on a little top tip, as it were, because there'll be people hopefully listening to this that are looking to go in 2020 and maybe 2021, 2022. Before you go...
Me!
Maybe.
That doesn't fill me full of confidence, Tim.
If you try and get his kit back.
He needs to go and find his kit, yeah. What would be your top tip to anyone that's going that hasn't been before? Start with round to the right this time with Pete.
If you get the opportunity, find the time to go. There's lots of excuses you can come up with in life. Why you can't, work-wise, family-wise, but it is a top trip to go on with doors which would be open because you're going with GB, which wouldn't be open to you if you went on your own.
Gary?
If you get the opportunity to go, just embrace it, embrace the culture, take on everything that you see, because you need to go there with a positive mind, an open mind. Not so open if your brain falls out.
Well, I wasn't a part of the team, I was just joining.
You was part of the
team. No, I'm talking about the kids.
The
my
when
reason
shopping.
Why I shop too much because I haven't had any outfit on. GB of the fit. No, it was just so good. It was so good because I felt part of you and you didn't make any difference. I'm just a, you know, club coach and you just embraced me like I was a part of you. That was lovely. And plus, I was living my dream because that was really my dream. And I could go with my family, but I want to live in the Judah side, which was the best for me.
I say for players, you've got to go prepared to learn and enjoy it. And for the coaches, don't go on that roller coaster.
I've still never been on it. Apparently it's what you have to do.
It's a
I've never been on it.
But in the end you said it was too short.
It finished quickly.
Yeah. It was like and the tennis is done.
Yeah.
And last but not least.
For me, as Gary said, go with an open mind. Just embrace everything about it and go without fear. For the first time since I've done it, this team went with no fear. And it showed in the dojos where actually they held their own and more in most dojos because they didn't go in there thinking, oh no, in Japan we're going to get killed. They actually went without fear, which is one of our trademarks, isn't it? Yeah. Fight without fear. Well, this team we just took, they went and fought without fear. And as a coach, it was fantastic to watch because you're thinking, oh, we're not standing here going, oh my God, we're getting killed.
Yeah.
We were actually going, do you know what? We have a future here. We have good players in our system.
Yes, true.
Yeah. Well, all of us will be at Home Nation events, club events throughout 2020 and beyond. And if anyone listening to this wants to come and ask any of us, I'm sure everyone's happy to share more about their feelings on the trip and what their experiences were. But thank you very much for listening and hopefully see you all soon.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I'm leaving.